What's in the news? Bringing back memories.
Oh, look at that fish.
Oh, my God.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. Quite an eyeful for the folks at the Brookdale Senior Living Community in Massachusetts.
Unbelievable.
They're being dazzled by virtual reality, going to famous places and familiar ones, too.
I feel for the people living inside these communities that they don't have enough stimulation. They need to have a sense of wonder about the world again. They need to be curious. They need to be exploring.
Reed Hayes is one of two grad students testing the effect of this.
When you're physically not able to do that by yourself, then virtual reality is a wonderful aid to provide that.
There's Google Maps footage, 360-degree films. Marion Keefe went home again.
You recognize the house?
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
That's the beautiful area in the world.
Without us bringing her there, she wouldn't have had those memories. She wouldn't have remembered the neighborhood that she walked in and the fact that her husband worked on the back of her house. Virtual reality allows us to really spark that new memory.
But the effect may be fleeting.
Nothing can ever replace human touch and human interaction.
Neurologist Gayatri Devi.
It needs to be able to feel the texture of the place. It needs to be able to smell the place. It needs to be able to taste the place.
But most say just a look is okay.
That's seriously addictive. I could stay there, just, you know, go wherever I want without going anywhere.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.